I've been thinking about starting like a bedside bonus series under here. I like that. A bedside bonus of inside my box. Things that I think before bed. And this is my, oh, this better? Yeah, I should put it like, yeah. You want to be like right here. Okay. And hello, hi. Let's try and see what happens if. Hey. Her first bedtime bonus session. Lately, I've been rereading All About Love by bell hooks. And there have been some really beautiful parts that have been sticking out to me. Something I want to read to you. While much cultural attention is given to domestic violence and practically everyone agrees it is wrong for men to hit a woman as a way of subordinating us, most men use psychological terrorism as a way to subordinate women. This is a socially acceptable form of coercion, and lying is one of the most powerful weapons in this arsenal. When men lie to a woman, presenting a false self, the terrible price they pay to maintain power over us is the loss of their capacity to give and receive love. Trust is the foundation of intimacy. When lies erode trust, genuine connection cannot take place. While men who dominate others can and do experience ongoing care, they place a barrier between themselves and the experience of love. Wow. Sometimes one little paragraph brings up so much. I'm in the middle of not a lovely time with my brother, and I said to him, "You don't know how to be loved. You don't know how to love someone." Which is maybe cruel. Maybe that's not a fair observation to make of someone. Or maybe it's an exactly fair observation to make of someone, and a safe thing to say from someone who loves you. I said that I love you, even though you're kind of cruel to me, even though I tell you how to care for me, how I need things. There's a thing about it that's like a lack of consent and a lack of acknowledgement. And there's something about gaslighting. It's wild because it means someone is putting their emotions, their feelings in front of yours when you've brought the thing up. That happens to me often. Often I build up the strength inside of myself to do the thing that I know will be hard because it brings displeasure to someone. I know it'll bring displeasure to this person. But I say, hey, you know what? I gotta do it because if not, the displeasure is gonna live inside of me and I don't want that shit. So I do that. I bring it up. And so often I'm learning it so much better now. So I'm learning it so much better as I grow older. Is that I'm watching people say, hey, the fact that you thought I would do that hurts me. And now I'm hurt and I'm angry, and you have to take care of that. I have seen it on so many people lately. And I do want to take care of that. Maybe I don't want to take care of that. But I want to take care of hurt and anger. I want to validate people when they're mad. Even when they're mad at me, I also really want to be strong for myself. I had an almost lover. I like that. Do you remember that song? I had an almost lover lie to me. and they will say they didn't lie to me. But hilariously, when a relationship lives so much through text message, a lie is trackable. And I love some receipts. I actually showed my therapist the receipts. It was really funny. But anyway, they lied to me. And I watched it happen. And I didn't yell at them. I didn't really call them out on it the first time. I just kind of steered away from it. I said, that's not exactly true, is it? I'm so gentle with people's emotions. It's probably because I give love and care the way that I want to receive it, the way I want people to give it to me. A lot of this book is heterosexual based and uses terminology and language that is women and men, and so much of my life has told me that toxicity lives everywhere, in all bodies, genders, in all people, maybe, you know, maybe. I know I have some toxicity in me. I'm trying to rid myself of it. Some of my toxicity is judging myself. Who wants to do that? It's nice to be home. I went away. I went back. Closing the book. Gonna have some pillow talk time. But I didn't. I'm just, you know, you're getting snuggly. You're getting all snuggly with me. Yeah, I'm back home. My house has a smell. This air mattress. Even this air mattress feels right now. It's like 11:30 at night. Who is that? 50 says it's an email. 50 says it's an Instagram. That's the oil. Oil was expensive, but that sound means that it's keeping us warm. I was just thinking about in the morning, I'm gonna look at the lake and see. It's gotta be frozen. So interesting to come home at night. Drive into the driveway. Pull up to the garage. Go inside through the front door, through the mudroom. Through my bedroom, around to the garage. I wonder if that's something I want to keep in mind. These things were inside my box too. When I was younger, I would read before bed, and then my mom would come inside the room and she'd say, "Lights out." And then I'd read under the covers for a little bit. And then she'd come in and say, "Really though?" In whatever her version of that was at the time. And when I did finally stop reading, I would lay in bed and close my eyes. And I would imagine that I was on an elevator. And on each floor, there was something in my brain that I had to finish, solve, complete. would do that. I'd visit that floor, take a look at what was going on. It'd be great if it was solvable. Completing it, ooh. But the most important thing was that I had to visit each floor. Or try to. Almost feels like you're here, or maybe it feels like I'm here, because I'm listening to my own voice in my ears. I feel omnipresent, omnisexual. I feel omnisensual. Sensuality. I came back. This is what happens when you start pillow talk, you know? You're like, now I have all the things to say in my bedtime voice. Someone once told me I have a bedtime voice. I never really knew what that meant. I don't really think I know what it means now. But I also think I know what it means, so isn't that kind of what that is? What those things are? Euphemisms or whatever? Oh, I don't want to forget what I came back for. Oh, I remember. I was getting all snuggled in, and I really like to, like, rub my feet together. My sister hates it. She said I used to do it as a child. I think I get it from my mama. Anyway, I like to rub my feet together and curl myself up into the blankets. And I was thinking about how I know that someone's gonna be like a really good lover of mine when the first time we cuddle before bed. And I put my arm around them, and I lock my fingers in between theirs, and they just let out a little, that fucking sigh gets me. I fall in love with every person that ever makes that sigh. I make that sigh. When I make that sigh, I know I've had the thought this person's like my perfect sleeping buddy. Well, no, we talk about that. I've had plenty of sleeping buddies. I, too, in college, had a bed buddy. We tried to fool around, but we just weren't really into that. We just liked to share a bed. They liked to keep me up really late before volleyball games. And I liked to feel really weird when they would disappear with their computer to go talk to their girlfriend on Skype and pretend that they weren't in my bed or in my room. And then... yeah. Then that whole thing happened. What was I talking about? Bed buddies. But before that... yeah, I just had a bed buddy. It was fun. I don't want bed buddies, though. It's funny, I definitely don't want bed bugs, and I don't need bed buddies. And there's nothing wrong with that role for other people. There literally was nothing wrong with that role for me a month ago. There were other roles that were right for me a month ago that aren't right now, though. And I think that's about the journey, or that's a part of the journey. I'm rubbing my feet together like a cricket. Imagine you listen to this before your bedtime, too. I hope it helps. Sometimes I play rain sounds to go to bed, but tonight, just the sound of the creek. The sound of the creek. I think that's what I'm hearing still. I feel like I can always hear the creek. I'm excited to go outside in the morning and take a look. Take a walk in the snow. Frozen top. I want to say goodnight, but then I feel like I'm going to have more to say. That's how pillow talk works. In regular pillow talk, you don't have to turn the recorder back on and put your headphones back on. And I definitely should not go to sleep with these things on. So, good night. Buenas noches. Das Vitania.